The biggest story in football at the moment is Luke Beveridge, I think, in the Western Bulldogs, and what's going on. Like, what is he true? These are the questions I've got if I'm a Bulldogs member, Sam. What is he truly thinking about where this list is at? What conversations is he having with his board about, you know, and when the season started and potentially now? Like, has that changed? Does he think they can win it this year while playing some kids or play top four? Or is he saying, no, it's not our time? So Daniel,
Dale,
these sort of guys, I'm not going to pick them. And then sort of I'd love to know what the, how the players are feeling in this situation, because you know, they would sense that Caleb Daniel and Bailey Dale are in their best team, but they don't get picked. And they're getting Oscar Baker and Bramble, and these are the types of guys that are replacing them. So I'd love to be a fly on the wall in that dressing room, because Luke Beveridge, the mixed messages have been pretty strong, and that's where I spoke to you pre-game about they're lacking an identity as a team.
Was vindicated after watching the second half of the weekend.
Yeah, so they're the sort of the questions that is Luke Beveridge, and that's being asked today. Is he not on the same page with his list management, with his board? Last year he said, you got to look past out this list and maybe our best four players. And then Amit Baines came out a week later and said, no, we still think we can be a top four team. So this has gone on for a little bit. I just wonder where they're at as a football club, and are they not a united front?
I wonder how Marcus Bontempelli's feeling. You know, a lot of people refer to him as the best player in the game. I can understand why. And then there's messages coming out from the coach that while we, you know, we have to keep one eye on the future, and even after the game, he said we've got to keep one eye on St Kilda. Yeah. I've never heard a coach talk about an opposition 2 weeks out from, you know, we've always been, it's always been drummed into us as footy fans and as media that you take it 1 week at a time. I don't know, Lordy, maybe, I think we talked about this on Friday, maybe I overrate their list, but the list that they have is better than what they're producing.
And I'm not sure where this goes with Luke. They play St Kilda on Thursday night, so they've got another big, big game of football to play.
Do you expect them to win that game?
Well, St Kilda aren't travelling that well themselves, so
they nearly beat the Giants.
It's a 50-50 ball game.
Okay.
Yeah, that one. But all eyes on where this goes with Luke Beveridge.